Shortly after a massive earthquake rocked Nepal on April 25th, scientists from Boulder traveled to that country to study every millimeter the ground moved. Their findings were published in the journal Science. KUNC's Ponsi Rutch has more on what their painstaking research might mean for the future of earthquake prediction.
The ground beneath your feet might seem steady, but in reality, it's always moving on the back of tectonic plates.
These movements happen at the rate your fingernail grows.
That's John Galetzka, who works for a geoscience nonprofit called UNAVCO in Boulder. He builds GPS stations that monitor these tiny land movements using distant objects in space for reference.
So everyone has a GPS in their smartphone, and the accuracy of those GPS are 3 meters or about 10 feet. The GPS we use is accurate down to the millimeter.
When it's working properly, Galetzka sees every last twitch from the land under 28 different GPS stations in Nepal. He gets a daily update saying, essentially, I'm here, and this is where I was 15 seconds ago, and 15 seconds before that, and 15 seconds before that. Still,
by the time the earthquake happened on April 25th, that number of stations had dwindled down to 9.
The stations had been quietly measuring away for about 2 years because funding had run out. But after the 7.8 earthquake, Galetzka hopped a flight to Nepal.
I arrived 4 days after the April 25th earthquake. Those first few weeks, every few hours, I could hear those aftershocks. You just kind of hear, boom.
A GPS company called Trimble donated $80,000 worth of helicopter travel, saving Galetzka hours or even days of driving and trekking by foot to get to his sites.
We would bring relief supplies as well. We would go fully loaded with blankets, tarps, rice. We never went empty-handed to these places.
Many of the stations were still measuring. They just weren't online, so Galetzka hadn't been getting the daily updates. And all those stations also store higher frequency data, 5 measurements every second, that would be too expensive to transmit using cell towers. Once he was in Nepal, Galetzka could collect this data to see what happened every fifth of a second during the April 25th earthquake.
We made a map of what parts of the fault moved and how much.
That's Diego Melgar, a postdoctoral student at UC Berkeley who helped analyze the data.
The whole fault breaks at about 3 kilometers per second, and it would have made sort of this herky-jerky shaking in the city, which we didn't see.
Kathmandu only moved about 3 feet every 4 or 5 seconds.
So if you count from 0 to 5 and you move 3 feet, it's not very fast. It is a gentle motion.
Sway that much for a minute or longer, and a lot of the tall buildings in the city come crashing down. And it doesn't help that Kathmandu is located in a geologic basin between the surrounding mountains.
Most of the stuff in the basin is very soft soil. And when you shake it, it's the difference between shaking, you know, a cube of jello or shaking a brick.
Put a house on top of that jello, and it might fall apart just because the ground beneath it gets completely shaken in the earthquake. And Kathmandu isn't the only city in a basin.
And this sort of basin effect is the same thing that we would expect to see in, for example, the LA basin. You would maybe see it in Seattle in the Puget Sound if there was a big earthquake there.
The data in Galetzka and Melgar's study won't tell them when the next earthquake will hit Nepal or anywhere else. But it can tell them about how much strain is building up by showing where the land has moved along the fault line.
There were parts that moved only 50 centimeters, but there were parts that moved more than 4 meters. The parts that moved the most were right beneath Kathmandu.
If you measure the differences in movement, Galetzka says, you can estimate how much stress is at different parts of the fault line.
We can say, look, we see the pressure building up. We know it's going to be a big earthquake. We cannot say when it's going to happen, but it will happen. We recommend that you prepare for it.
And since this is happening on the scale of decades, that could make a huge impact on infrastructure and emergency planning in Nepal and beyond. For KUNC, I'm Ponsi Rutch.